From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. It began more than a year ago, and finally today, the Democratic primary season comes to a close. Yes, you heard that right. And on this key day, we'll be taking a measure of both of the Democratic campaigns.
For Barack Obama, superdelegates who've stayed quiet are finally speaking up. That includes former President Jimmy Carter. And today, voters in South Dakota and Montana are the last to weigh in at the polls. In those states, there are 31 Democratic delegates at stake, but eyes are on the remaining superdelegates, nearly 200 of whom remain uncommitted. Their decisions in the next hours and days will determine the nomination.
NPR's Don Gagne has spent much of these 5 months following the Obama campaign. He joins us now. And Don, final two primaries, Montana and South Dakota, what do we expect tonight?
Well, the Obama campaign is looking for victories in both places. More importantly, though, it's about that kind of final delegate count at this point. And what they're hoping for, again, is that they get the majority of the delegates from these two states and that it be enough to push them over the top. So the candidate can actually declare that he has surpassed the number needed to win the nomination tonight.
There's been talk all day, Don, about whether Senator Clinton tonight will effectively suspend her campaign, what exactly she might have to say, and that's got to be the talk of the Obama campaign as well.
It is, absolutely. But I can tell you, they are being very low-key today. They're really kind of leaving that story to the Clinton campaign to talk about and to react to. Senator Obama was at home today in Chicago. Certainly his top aides have been working the phones and trying to monitor the situation there as well, while also monitoring the, you know, any new superdelegates that have come in and supported him, announced that they're committed to him. We've had a number of those today. That number continues to grow. But mostly it is a low-key day preparing for tonight for the Obama campaign.
And tonight, Barack Obama is not going to be in South Dakota or Montana. He is going to be in St. Paul, Minnesota. Yesterday he was in Michigan, today Minnesota. Explain that for us.
Sounds like the fall campaign, doesn't it?
It does.
Michigan, of course, an important battleground state. Minnesota as well. Minnesota is one of those states Democrats feel they need to win. It's also a state that John McCain thinks he's got a shot at. But beyond the symbolism of it being a battleground state, it is also the place where John McCain, the Republicans, will hold their nominating convention in August. So it's like Senator Obama is putting a bit of a marker down there, sending a message before that.
And when he sends that message in his speech tonight, what do you think we'll hear from him?
You know, he has really been kind of reprising some old themes. And in some ways, we're seeing Senator Obama, and we will see it tonight, reintroduce himself to American voters, to get them to look at him as the nominee, even though he hasn't officially claimed that yet. And he will talk about bringing change to Washington. He will talk about how he has tried to run a different kind of campaign, a campaign focusing on the positive. He will talk about a Bush administration that he says has left so many people behind over the last 8 years, and how John McCain, to him, represents a continuation of that.
Okay, NPR's Don Gagne traveling with the Obama campaign. Thanks so much.
Thank you.